Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca, and of course, you're going to have lots of fun today. Well, we are on the final day of a 3-day lesson about the mouse and the elephant. Yesterday, Mouse finally met the elephant. He tells the elephant that he, the mouse, is the strongest animal in the whole world. Crazy. A very crazy comment, right? Well, today's lesson is called The Mouse and the Elephant. And today we're going to find out the elephant's response, and then we are going to discover the mouse's response. Or you could say, mouse's response. Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
The Mouse and the Elephant. The elephant started to laugh at the ridiculous animal. As he laughed, water sprayed out of his nose and knocked little mouse down. He rolled down the path and almost drowned in all of the water. By the time Mouse was able to get up, the elephant had walked away. He had left the foolish mouse soaking in a puddle of water. "I see that the elephant knew how powerful I am," said little mouse to himself. "He ran away during that storm. He knew that I would have stomped him into the ground."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 drown 这个动词。Drown 是指淹死或溺死。例如 the boy almost drowned in the pool because of sudden cramps. 这个男孩因为突然抽筋差点在游泳池溺死。或者是 the guy was shouting, I'm drowning, I'm drowning to the lifeguard. 这名男子对着救生员大喊我快淹死了我快淹死了。Drown 也可以当及物动词意思是使溺死。例如 the man tried to drown himself in the river but was stopped by a passerby. 这名男子想要在河中淹死自己但是被过路的人给阻止了。接下来我们看的是 soak 这个动词。soak 是指使浸透或浸湿。例如 soak the soybeans for 2 hours before cooking them. 煮黄豆之前要先浸泡两个小时。或者是 the spilled coffee had already soaked into the carpet before I could do anything.在我能够做任何事阻止之前洒出来的咖啡已经渗入地毯了。或者是 my t-shirt was soaked in sweat after I played basketball. 打完篮球之后我的 t-shirt 被汗弄得湿透了。soak 的现在分词 soaking 也可以当形容词意思是指湿透的。例如 Jason's school bag was soaking wet from the pouring rain when he got home. Jason 回到家的时候书包早已经因为滂沱大雨整个都湿哒哒了。
Okay, everyone, here's the moment that you've been waiting for. We get to see how the elephant responded to the little mouse. We read, the elephant started to laugh at the ridiculous animal. So, the elephant thinks that little mouse is ridiculous.
Well, little mouse is ridiculous. Remember, he's a silly little mouse. He would always ask other animals, are you an elephant?Mm-hmm. What a ridiculous mouse.
And remember, he finally found the elephant yesterday. And what did he say? Well, he told the elephant that he was going to stomp him to the ground. Well, what does the elephant do in response? As he laughed, water sprayed out of his nose and knocked little mouse down.Oh, poor little mouse.
Yeah, has that ever happened to you, Rebecca?
Where you're
talking with somebody, maybe you're having a meal, you're drinking something, and then that person says or does something funny, or you see something funny, and then you accidentally squirt water out of your mouth or nose.
That's funny. Or maybe the other person did it to you. Yes, I have experienced that before. And that reminds me of the phrase, say it, don't spray it. Now, what does this mean? This is just a friendly way of reminding someone that they need to speak clearly and not to let the water or food come out of their mouth when they're talking.
Exactly. This is a great phrase. And Rebecca mentioned food. Sometimes we have food in our mouths while we're talking. And so what happens sometimes is the food comes spraying out. So you might tell your friend, hey, come on, man, say it, don't spray it. But of course, you might have water or some other drink in your mouth and then that stuff comes out. That's when you say it, don't spray it.
Well, it seems like this is what's happened to Little Mouse. He got sprayed by the water from the elephant's nose. He rolled down the path and almost drowned in all the water. Well, it sounds like he's finally going to learn his lesson, right?
Right!
Right! He's finally learning that he needs to watch his little mouth.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens. By the time Mouse was able to get up, the elephant had walked away. Okay, well, we saw the word drowned, right, earlier. And so let's talk about to drown out. If something is drowned out, this just means that there's a loud noise that drowns out all the other sounds, so it prevents you from being able to hear them.
Okay, so yeah, usually we use the word drown to talk about water and how someone dies by being in water for too long, right? However, like Rebecca said, sometimes a noise can drown out something else or drown out another noise. So, for example, I turned up my music in the house to drown out the noise of my neighbors. They're always arguing. I don't like to hear them arguing. I want to drown out that noise.
Well, so it's a good thing to put some loud music on to drown out the noise that you don't want to hear.
And maybe that's why they're arguing, so that they can drown out my music.
Well, who knows? I guess you can ask them, right? Well, back to the little mouse. He almost drowned. By the time Mouse was able to get up, the elephant had walked away. Now we want to talk about this phrase, by the time. You can use this phrase when you want to say that at the time something happened, something else had already happened.
Exactly. So, for example, traffic is terrible. By the time we get to the concert, it will be over. Now, you could rephrase this sentence in our lesson, okay? You could say, by that time. So, for example, Mouse got up. By that time, the elephant had walked away.
That's right. So, let's see. He had left the foolish mouse soaking in a puddle of water. Finally, little mouse, you're going to get the picture. You're not that powerful.
Right. That's what we think, right?
That's what we think.
I mean, that's what the elephant thinks, too. He knows that he's pretty powerful and nothing happened to him. He just walked away.
But we read, I see that the elephant knew how powerful I am, said little mouse to himself. He ran away during that storm. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? So little mouse thinks that that water that came from the elephant's nose was a storm.
Yeah, that little mouse, he really doesn't know much about life. He thinks that a lizard is an elephant or a dog might be an elephant, and he doesn't know that the elephant is spraying water. He thinks it's a storm.
He thinks it's a storm, and he says, he knew that I would have stomped him into the ground. So he's saying that the elephant left because the elephant was scared.
Oh, man, Rebecca, you know, for these kinds of people, this kind of personality, or, you know, I think we could say that this mouse is full of himself.
He's definitely full of himself, and I hope that one day he learns his lesson. He's really not that powerful.
Exactly, but he is pretty prideful, and he knows how to spin a yarn, I'm sure.
Well, speaking of that, we need to learn more about that in the
Info Cloud. Let's go spin a yarn, shall we?
Hello.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I think that most people enjoy a good story, don't you?
Well, I know that I certainly enjoy a good yarn.
A yarn? That's a great word. In this context, when Rex says yarn, he means a story.
That's right. But this isn't just any story. A yarn is usually a long, elaborate story filled with adventure and is very entertaining.
And there is a special verb we should use when talking about yarns. Spin. So you tell a story, but you spin a yarn.
This is related to another meaning of yarn, which is thread that has been woven together. In order to connect the threads together, you need to use a spinning wheel and spin the threads into yarn.
And if you spin a good yarn or story, then there are many threads that are connected together to make an interesting and exciting tale.
大家都很喜欢听故事。除了 tell a story 之外，还有另一种说法， spin a yarn。从字面上来看， yarn 是纱或毛线， spin a yarn 就是转动纺织机上面的滚轮，让这些 yarn 可以慢慢的成型，最后可以用来做衣服。就好比一个故事里面有许多大大小小的情节，一个一个慢慢的呈现出来，最后变成一个有趣的故事。你可以说 I will spin a yarn for the kids， 我会为孩子们说一个有趣的故事。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, look who's back. It's Mouse. Mouse has just gone on an adventure and isn't really doing so well. He's still recovering from all the water that the elephant sprayed on him. Isn't that right, Mouse? I'm the strongest animal in the world. Well, he still thinks he's the strongest animal in the whole wide world. Well, anyway, let's see what little Mouse has to tell his uncle.
The Mouse and the Elephant. Little Mouse informed his uncle that the elephant had run away rather than fight. His uncle told his friends, who told all of the other animals. Even some people heard Little Mouse's version of the story. Now everyone thinks that elephants are afraid of mice. Only the elephant knows better. In fact, every time the elephant tries to take a drink, he still laughs and squirts water out of his nose.
OK, 继续我们看 inform 这个动词。inform 是指通知或告知。如果要说明通知的内容可以用 of 这个介系词。例如 I wasn't informed of the cancellation of my appointment. 我没有接到预约被取消的通知。inform 的后面也可以加 that 子句来表示通知的内容。例如 the school informed me that my application was accepted. 学校通知我被录取了。它的名词是 information， 意思是指消息、情报或资讯，所以它是一个不可数名词。例如 please contact us later for further information， 预知详情可以稍晚与我们联系。最后我们看 squirt 这个动词， squirt 是指喷射液体。例如 Jacob and his friend kept on squirting each other with their water guns， Jacob 跟朋友一直用水枪在互相喷来喷去。或者是 William squirted some lubricant oil on his bicycle chain. William 在他脚踏车的链子上喷了些润滑油。Squirt 也可以当名词，例如 A squirt of lime juice totally complemented the dish. 挤一些莱姆汁完全提味了这道菜。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So, Little Mouse doesn't stop there with his prideful attitude. What does he do? Well, Little Mouse informed his uncle that the elephant had run away rather than fight. His uncle told his friends, who told all the other animals. They're starting a tall tale or rumor, but we could consider this a tall tale.
Yeah, exactly. This is how rumors spread, right? And how stories come into being. And like Rebecca said, this could be a tall tale. But what is a tall tale? Is it a story that is not short?
Well, that's a really good point, Gabe, because it has the word tall in it. But no. A tall tale is a story that may or may not be true, but contains details that are hard to believe. So it might be a long story.
Right. Well, it could be a long story. It could be a short story.
Right.
But the point is, it's not true, right there.
But it might be true.
Really?
It says it may or may not be true.
Okay. Usually I think, man, if someone is telling, you're telling a tall tale. So that person is probably really good at telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This reminds me of the movies Big Fish and The Life of Pi. Both of those movies had stories that maybe some parts appeared to be true or seemed like they could be true, but you had to wonder, is this true or is this just a tall tale?
Ah, right. Well, even some people heard Little Mouse's version of the story. Oh, wow. So even some people heard the story that was kind of circulating around animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what happens?
Ah, right. Yes. Okay. So people know the story now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get the idea that elephants are afraid of mice. Okay, we read here, now everyone thinks that elephants are afraid of mice. Have you heard that before, Rebecca?
Oh, I have. I've heard that elephants are afraid of mice. Is it really true, or is it just a tall tale?
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually true. Only the elephant knows better. In our story, only the elephant knows better. But this is a good phrase to know, if someone knows better.
Now, it's really interesting because oftentimes when I use this phrase to know better, we usually use it when someone knows that they shouldn't do something. Like, oh, he knows better. He shouldn't eat a cookie from the cookie jar. But in our lesson, it really just means to know the truth.
That's true. But I like that you said this. And actually, often we use that phrase, you know, you should know better. Like, that reminds me, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was just last week, I was walking through the studio. Someone else was filming here in the studio for another show, and they had cut. And so I decided to walk across in front of the camera. And one of the cameramen said, come on, Gabe, you should know better. You should walk behind the cameras, even when we're not filming. And it's true, I should have known better.
Definitely. Well, only the elephant knows the truth or knows better. In fact, every time the elephant tries to take a drink, he still laughs and squirts water out of his nose. Well, you know something, Gabe? I would say that elephants never forget.
Elephants, actually, that is true.
Elephants never forget. And this is a great phrase that you can use when you want to say that a person has a very good memory.
Yeah, that's true. And it's kind of a fun phrase to use because your friends are not elephants. But if your friend has a very good memory, you could say, hey, you have a great memory. You know, elephants never forget. Or if someone notices that you remembered something, you could say, yeah, well, elephants never forget.
And since we know that elephants never forget, we better not forget our review skit. So let's go there now.
Now!
Which one is the most powerful? Is it the little mouse or is it the mighty elephant?
It's me, the little mouse. I am the strongest animal in the world.
Well, don't let the elephant hear you say that.
It's true. The mighty elephant fears me.
What makes you think that?
Because I have a very fierce stomp. Boom!
A fear stop?
Yes, strong enough to make an elephant run away.
I don't believe it.
Well, I know it's true, because one day I went looking for the elephant.
Why?
To stamp him into the ground.
Now that's funny.
But, I came upon a lizard instead, so I told him my plan.
About stopping the elephant?
Yes, but he laughed, just like you. So I stomped real hard. Boom!
Oh, then what happened?
The lizard panicked, and he ran away.
Really?
Yep. Then I came to a dog, and I told him my plan.
About stomping the elephant?
Yes, and the dog just giggled. So I stomped real hard. Boom!
And what happened?
The dog ran away, too.
Really?
Yes. And then I marched off, and I found the elephant, gray and as big as a mountain.
Yes, elephants are huge.
He was drinking water from the river. He looked right at me.
And then what did you do?
I said, "Hey, you, if you're an elephant, I will stomp you into the ground."
And?
And he laughed. He laughed so hard, he sprayed water out of his nose.
He squirted you?
Yes, it knocked me down. Oh, I almost drowned.
Huh. And then?
When I got up, the elephant was gone.
And you think he was afraid of you?
Yeah, because I'm the most powerful animal in the world.
Well, that's your version of the story. I wonder what the elephant would say.
Well, my favorite part of the entire lesson was when the elephant squirted the little mouse.
Oh, yeah, I think that little mouse, I think he should have been squirted a few more times.
It's pretty funny. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And make sure you come back next time as we talk about
something else right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
At all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.